Right, well, Timur Chalisi, the winner of the Unsquashable Premier League, including the grand final, as we'll call it, in five games, down 2-1.
Yeah, I was nervous. I was really nervous. I had to work really hard to win that match. Joel played really well. I thought probably that third set is some of the best squash I've actually played against him, so that was it was good to be part of that. But yeah, I worked really hard, and I think I managed to clinch it in the end there.
Well, it's tough enough coming back, but didn't you lose the, what was it, the third game 11-2? I mean, you got in the nicest possible way.
Yeah, well, I actually didn't play bad in that third game. He just played really well, so I was like, unless he can keep playing really, really high-level squash like in that third game, then I would have a chance coming back, and he sort of dropped off a bit, and I got to get in front of him a bit.
Well, for you, winning three out of the four of the series, You've got to be pretty pleased. I mean, I know you always want to win everything, but you've also got to be realistic as well.
Yeah.
Particularly when you play against someone such as Joel, who you know so well.
Yeah, yeah.
What does that mean to your squash? Is it just like, great, just tick it off, win as many as I can?
No, for me it actually means quite a lot, because I was actually really happy to lose that second one just for a little bit of a kick in the backside. Mm-hmm. And to know that, you know, I'm not the best here, I need to work really hard to win. You know, I can't just have no game plan or not do a big warm up, but it just sort of got me fired up again, and I think I really did quite well in these last two tournaments, trying to use that loss to get some more wins. Yeah.
All right. Well, this is over. That's four hard weeks of squash. It has been four hard weeks. Next weekend or later on in the week, you're going to be in Whangarei playing the Northland Open.
Yeah.
Which you're looking forward to that? Just a different court.
Different environment, really, for me. I won't be at AXL, so it'll be good to hang out with the boys that train here and go to John's batch and hang out with John and his family. I'm really looking forward to it.
And some different players up there. Well, you think there's going to be some different players.
Yeah, so I think there will be some different players. Playing some different locals will be nice for once, actually. Yeah, I've been playing the same people for 4 weeks, so it's going to be cool to have that, to play people with different games, yeah.
And then after that, you're just really hoping that the PSA are going to allow satellite and challenger tournaments perhaps in New Zealand, Australia sooner rather than later?
Yeah, we're really hoping for that August 26th tournament in Australia to be on, that 10K, the Australian Open. Yeah, we're gunning for that, but, you know, it's tough circumstances, so we don't really know what's happening at the moment, yeah.
All right, so winning these and perhaps doing well in Whangarei and wherever else around it, Auckland or New Zealand, is just making the best of a bad situation, is that right?
Yeah, it is. It's making the best of a bad situation, yeah. And it's just, you know, trying to keep training, trying to keep playing, trying to be like a normal squash pro, really, trying to keep that going instead of just slacking off, yeah, in those tough times.
All right, Tim, thank you very much for that.
Yeah, thanks, Dave.